Many of you are familiar with the process that takes place when trying to take a device to market. You have to figure out a truly optimized bill of materials for the components that will go into your device and the associated cost. You have to deal with issues around manufacturability and supply chain, whether or not the components you desire for your device are actually available for procurement. You have to make decisions on the feature set that will go into your device, a feature set that will ensure that the device is competitive with other products that end up on the shelf in stores. And prior to this device actually getting to the store, it will have to go through a series of tests, performance tests, reliability tests, HLK, to ensure that it meets the right expectations, that it meets the right quality bar. These are just a few of some of the aspects that you would have to address. In this session, we'll be talking about turnkey solutions. Microsoft has partnered with Intel closely on form factor reference designs to enable our partners to greatly accelerate their go-to-market efforts in shipping highly competitive modern PCs. These reference designs lead with our Windows Hero features. They are high performance, high reliability, and cost-effective solutions for the ecosystem. The reference design program addresses the aspects I mentioned earlier in regards to taking a device to market, but it also stretches way beyond that with the inclusion of both engineering and business support, all geared towards significantly reducing the amount of time it takes to get your device on the shelf in stores. In this partnership between Microsoft and Intel, the investments made in Windows are carried over to the reference designs as well. Earlier this morning in the keynote, Robert's call to action was to experience the Fall Creators Update and to build modern devices with modern capabilities. Creators Update, as the name implies, lays emphasis on creativity. And that's why in this reference design program, we are set on building devices that inspire people's creativity. Now, creativity can happen anywhere, at home, at work, when you're in the studio, when you're riding the bus or riding the train, at random times, whenever you're on the go. Our PCs, therefore, need to be present in order to respond to this creativity when it comes calling. And that's why in this reference design program, we focus on making the devices lightweight and portable so that users are able to be creative while they're on the go. Ultra slim designs, sleek, with high emphasis on performance, on reliability, and of course, a long battery life to ensure that the user's creativity does not get cut short prematurely. Creativity demands flexibility. The ability to create and consume content on your PC without drawbacks from the hardware. And that's why the solutions in this program include your two-in-one form factors, the detachables, and the convertibles. In creativity, a user needs to be able to interact with your PC in multiple ways, hands-on, via touch, or an even more compelling experience with the inclusion of a pen, so the user is able to apply both pen and touch simultaneously as they bring their creativity into being, with well over 1,200 inking applications supported in the Windows Store. And for those times when you need to talk to your PC, a hands-free, voice-activated Cortana experience makes that possible. Now, all of these features, along with the rest of the experiences in this lineup, are some of the solutions that come fully integrated, fully validated, and certified in these reference design systems. Now, over the course of our events today and tomorrow, there will be deep dive sessions on some of these areas. I encourage you to attend those sessions so you can get more information on the investments that Microsoft is making in these areas. It would also give you more insight on the solutions that are equally available in this reference design program. I'd like to take you on a little tour now, give you an overview of the collaboration that we have with Intel and our partners on these form factor reference designs. It starts off with Intel coming up with a platform that is based on one of their chipsets, a platform that is highly influenced by our partners and customers, feedback which they have received from you. Now, Intel, as an industry expert in supply chain, is well positioned to understand the industry trends in innovation, and they are thus able to ensure that this platform is indeed relevant to the ecosystem. They partner with us to ensure that the Windows experience on these devices is first class. Together, we lock down on a selection of components that are rigorously tested and proven to light up our Windows hardware-based features. We then engage a series of ODMs. We work closely with them in a co-engineering effort to light up specific projects. These ODMs, in turn, target specific OEMs with whom they're going to go to market with. And in this part of the process, our learnings, best-known configurations and methodologies are wrapped back up into the reference design as we scale to the entire ecosystem. Now, here are the platforms that we've been working on. Entry price points begin as little as $199. That's $199 with hero features included. These are modern devices with modern capabilities. We started off with Apollo Lake, which has been highly successful. And then we had a KB Lake Y reference design as well. And more recently, the KB Lake R reference design has become available as well. I'm particularly excited and very proud of the work which we have done together with Intel on the KB Lake R reference design. Taking a look at the table, you can see that we have enabled more than twice the number of features and experiences on this platform than the previous designs. New and exciting options like the availability of eSIM and LTE, giving our partners options to ship devices that are always connected, so that when a user gets their moment of inspiration, that moment when they bring their creativity into being, they're able to share it with your coworkers, your family and friends, your loved ones. The Gemini Lake reference design is coming very soon. We're equally excited about it. We are hard at work together with Intel on a co-engineering effort to bring this platform to the ecosystem and to make it available as soon as possible. And now, to give you a more in-depth look into the Intel reference design program, I'd like to introduce to you, from Intel, Chad Meyer.
Thank you, Asobo. Thank you for having me here to talk about the Intel Turnkey program today. The Intel program, Turnkey program, enables customers to go to market fast with innovative solutions. We're in our sixth year with this program. We have over 40 ODMs and system integrators on board, and tens of millions of units have been shipped. For PCs, we have two product lines that we focus on. We have the Pentium Celeron, the essential PC or entry PC segment, as well as the mobile core, so the Core i5 and the Core i7. And we partner closely with Microsoft, as well as the ecosystem, and many of you in the room here, in pulling all of this together. But let me start by explaining a little bit what are the key elements of this turnkey program. So at the core of it is the what we call MRD, Master Reference Design. Mature reference design, manufacturable reference design, marketable reference design, modifiable reference design. It's mature and high quality, and it's optimized for supply chain and cost and manufacturing. And it's flexible, so customers can modify it and quickly create a range of products based on it. Augmenting this MRD, we have the component catalog. This offers additional flexibility in terms of component choices for supply chain reasons, for specification reasons, for price point reasons. And here again, a close effort with the ecosystem. And these components, they are enabled either on the MRD, the reference design itself, or on the HDK, which is the hardware development kit, which the next speaker will talk more about. Then the modern features. We work very closely with Microsoft on enabling these on our reference designs. And by doing so, we make it easier for customers to adopt these features and roll them out to the market. So here we talk about Cortana, Windows Hello, Face Authentication, Windows Ink, to name a few. And there's an important ecosystem angle to this as well. And I'll talk to that in a minute. Tools. Tools for product development, debugging, manufacturing, and customization. And then very important quality and pre-certification activities. This is actually what enables customers to go to market fast. Because we validate this system to a product level quality, customers will have fewer issues downstream. So very mature software, very mature hardware. So quality and pre-cert really is the key enabler to fast time to market for customers. Customer support, because we have a very mature basis to work off, our customers will have fewer issues. We have local support teams, and their goal is really to solve any issue fast. So we have dedicated project managers, we have a pool of experts in different disciplines to resolve any issue there may be. Coming to the factory and supply chain support, we have design for manufacturing experts that are, of course, contributing to the reference design itself, but also supporting our customers when they go off and do their designs based on the reference design and manufacturing line support. In addition, we have our supply chain organization that proactively deals with availability issues, but also goes out and works with the ecosystem to create missing elements. For example, an affordable hinge for a kickstand for a detachable. We see that there's a need for something like that. We work with the ecosystem, make sure that those things get developed. Further downstream from here, you see there's different business models, ODM to OEM, PCBA, system integrators. One of the key things we do there is matchmaking. We have several events a year to have ODMs and OEMs meet so that the OEMs know what the ODMs have on offer, and the other way around, that the ODMs know what the OEMs are looking for. In fact, we had such an event here in Taipei just weeks ago. And in addition to that, we have marketing campaigns around demand generation and things like that. Okay, so this is the turnkey program. These are the key elements. Now let me talk to you back. I go back to the two product lines. And the first product line is the entry product line, the Pentium Celeron product line. Now here, we're talking affordability. So it's, you know, Asobo already mentioned, down to $199, $399, that's the price range, right? Based on, as Asobo also mentioned, Apollo Lake and Gemini Lake. But what we did here is really change the entry PC. And here's why. Many of these devices are bought by young people in emerging markets. So yes, affordability is important, but it doesn't mean that these consumers are not aspirational. It doesn't mean that these consumers do not know what the latest technology is. So therefore, we really drove for attractive designs, thin and light designs, and make sure that all the modern features are available to these consumers. Performance is important, so consumers can go and do great things. What you see here on the screen is our Gemini Lake platform versus an entry PC from 4 years ago. So you see big improvement in performance there for consumers to take benefit of. And then these new use cases. 4K video on an entry PC. Gigabit Wi-Fi on an entry PC. And of course the LTE options for the cellular connectivity. The Cortana, Windows Hello with face authentication or with fingerprint. Precision touchpads, and so on. And what you can see on the right here is more and more customers are taking this program and take the benefit of it, are benefiting from this program. We see a tremendous growth in customers using the turnkey program so that they can optimize their investments in product development and focus on their differentiating parts. Now let me show you the actual reference design. So this is the Gemini Lake reference design. So Pentium Celeron. This is an entry PC. Look how thin it is. It's 14.8 millimeter when closed. So we classify that as an ultra-thin entry PC. Nice metal finish. So this is not the entry PC that you may be used to. Okay, the next product line I'm going to talk to you about is the core-based mainstream PCs. Now this is of course all about performance. We have two tiers within this. We have the Y-series and the U-series. The Y-series is a fanless system. The U-series is a more powerful system with fan. And here too, we push for thin and light form factors. And the challenge here, the design challenge here, is around thermal and making things thin. Because we do that on the MRD, because we do that on the reference design, we've solved the most difficult things for the customers. So they can go off and create a range of attractive products. Now our eighth generation Kaby Lake R platform, it's a quad core. So we bring quad core to this segment, which delivers 40% more performance than the previous generation. Again, here we work closely together with Microsoft on the modern features, LTE connectivity, Cortana, Hello, Inc., to name a few, as well as Thunderbolt, and I'll talk about that in a second. Let me first show you our Kaby Lake R, so our eighth generation core. This is a system with fan. This is a powerful system, less than 10 millimeter thick. So those are our reference designs. Thunderbolt, yeah. So besides the platforms that Intel brings, we also bring some other technologies to these reference designs. And Thunderbolt is one of them. Thunderbolt 3 brings 40 gigabyte of single wire connectivity, supporting PCIe, DisplayPort, USB, and charging. And this enables some interesting new use cases. For example, you may have seen in the booth, we can drive several 2-4K displays. You can also have a thin and light system with a Thunderbolt port that when you come home, you plug it into your PCIe with external graphics through Thunderbolt and turn that into a full-fledged gaming system to play the most demanding games. So Thunderbolt, very interesting technology. We see several customers picking that up. Intel SSDs. We are driving the transition from SATA to PCIe, which brings over 3 times the performance. And with our 3D NAND technology, we believe we have cost-competitive and high-performing solutions. Wi-Fi, 11AC solutions built into the reference designs, 3 times faster than BGN. And again, cellular connectivity, WAN, LTE. We use the M.2 modules based on the Intel chipset, the Intel modems, which have eSIM support. There's different flavors of it for different markets and a global SKU. And the benefit of this is really product development time and certification time, because these modules are pre-certified. So it's very easy for customers to create connected SKUs. Okay, I already mentioned the modern features. This is an ecosystem effort. All of these things require partnerships with companies in the ecosystem. And here on the screen, you can see some examples of that. Now we work with the ecosystem, either on the reference design or based on the HDK, the hardware development kit, to create these options so that customers can take this and bring these modern features to the market. So for Windows Hello face authentication, we build a module to make it easy to implement that solution. We have Windows Ink solution, pen solutions. We have fingerprint solutions for Windows Hello, as well as China UnionPay secure payments. We work with digital microphone vendors on Cortana and so on. Okay, so this is the turnkey offering. I talked to you about two product segments. Now, what do our customers actually do with that? What have they built? So, as you can see on the screen here, on the top there's three core systems, and at the bottom you see the pictures of three three Celeron Pentium systems. And you can also see how many designs we have in progress. So tremendous traction there. And the first system I'm going to show you here is from Acer. It's the Switch 3. I'll show you here. So this is a Pentium, a quad-core Pentium, so the highest SKU of the Apollo Lake. It's 12.2-inch Full HD. It has Pen and Cortana. So you can see nice, slim, aspirational design. And it's about 15 millimeters thin, including the keyboard. The next system I'm going to show you is a Kaby Lake R system from Lenovo. This is for the PRC market. It's a 12.2-inch Full HD with Pen and Cortana, and it has a fingerprint here on this side as well for Windows Hello. So it's based on the Kaby Lake R, the 8th generation Core mobile. Then another interesting system I want to show you is this one. It's the Razer Blade Stealth, also based on the Kaby Lake R. So this is a Core i7. Very attractive design. And what is interesting with this one, is that it has the Thunderbolt. So you can take this, it's very portable, and when you come home, you plug it into your external discrete graphics, and you can play any game you want. And that one is 13.8 millimeters thin. Okay, so those are some of the customer designs. You see some of the traction there. What we're going to do next is go back to the reference design. And with me here, I have George, who is going to show these modern features on our reference designs. So hello, George.
Hi, George.
So let's start with the Gemini Lake.
Sure. So this is the Gemini Lake MRDE George just talked about. So there's a couple of features I want to show you. The first thing is the fingerprint login without any password. You can see it's really, really fast, even in the entry system. The second one I'm going to show you is the Cortana feature. So I want to ask him to help to get some good restaurants for the dinner plan. Find an Italian restaurant.
I found 8 Italian restaurants near you. There's patio number 3 Italian Bistro at number 16, section 5 Xinyi Road, Xinyi District in Taipei. It's less than 1 mile away.
All right. So the last one I want to show you is the Microsoft Ink technology on this entry system. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to play a 4K video on the entry system. Then in the same time, I'm going to do a live editing, and then we can play it back, right?
Go, oh, yeah.
Duck. We say this is a duck, right? So it's a pretty short video, but I'm just showing you a few points. So this looks very yummy. Right, let's continue. All right, so when I play back, you should have all of my live annotated items on this video. Great. So as you can see, those Windows Hello features works very well even on these entry systems. So the next thing I'm going to show you is on this Kaby Lake R MRDE, which is a core system which Joe also mentioned earlier. So the feature I'm going to show you today on this one is Thunderbolt with external graphics. Okay. So this is a normal thing in a light 2-in-1 detachable machine, but with a Thunderbolt graphics connected, it can become a very decent, gaming machine. Right, now I'm not very good gamer, like the demo in the morning, but at least it gives you a feeling about the smoothness of this game, right? With the external sendable graphics, which is very portable, it's right there, okay? So, thank you, Judd, back
great,
to you.
Great, great. So all of these modern features on the reference design. So customers can easily take that and make their products and go to market fast. Now, if you are an ODM, a system integrator, or an OEM, and you want to make thin and light devices with modern features, do reach out to us. You can see our email here, and how you can benefit from this program. If you're a component vendor, same thing, do reach out to us. We have a different email for that, on how you can become part of the component catalog or the MRD, and how we can innovate together. So with that, I'd like to thank you for your time. Xiexie. I'll hand back over to Asoba. There you go.
Thank you, Jared. Thank you, George. Our partnership with Intel is ongoing. The collaboration we have on reference designs is long-term. So as Intel continues to release new chipsets, our intent is to continue working with them and our partners on new reference design platforms that come up as we continue to enable the next generation of modern devices with modern capabilities. Now, to sustain this highly flexible reference design program, Intel and Microsoft work closely with IHVs to enable components to supplement the reference designs. Enabling more components means having more options. Having more options leads to better price points, which in turn makes these reference designs even more cost-effective. The vehicle that drives this program is known as the Hardware Development Kit. And to give you more insight on this, I'd like to introduce my coworker and friend, Jackie Chow. Jackie.
Thanks, Asob. So I think that Jared and Asob have already given you a good introduction on what is the Tinky program. We joined working together. Now I just want to give you a little bit of close look on the component catalog part. The objective of this part actually is pretty straightforward. We want to expand more components options for our customers. So even in the program that we had verified multiple vendors of top components options like memory, camera, display panel, but we also heard over the past few years, we also heard from our customers that customers always want more components. Some are for their supply chain optimization, some for their innovation features. I think the HDK can address these needs. So we think it can help some partners to be able to enable components by yourself. So compared with the regular design, a product design, the motherboard of HDK was separated in two parts. The core board, which have CPU, memory, those kind of core components in a small compact board. So down is the I/O board. There you can see the peripheral circuits on it. There are plenty of connectors on the I/O board. When you put these two boards together, and along with the LCD touch screen, you can have a whole system set, right? So here, actually, on the stage, I have a KB-like RR HDK setup here. I'd just like to give you a close look. So you can see here, that's the board here. And besides the connector I just mentioned, it also have all the debug ports required, as well as all the LEDs, even postcards. You can see here we have the indicator, like modern standby error in the design, right? So how you know whether your machine is in the modern standby or not, right? Actually, there's a dedicated LED here, if you can see. It can tell you exactly what it is, right? And for partners, I also have to show that this is a charger AIC card put on here, and also a sensor board here, right? Okay. So it's like a suitcase-like device. If you need to go to with your partner or debug on the line, so actually you can carry this to anywhere you want, right? It's quite a convenience design type. So the HDK is jointly developed by Intel and Microsoft. Actually, it's a commercial available at hdkeyboard.com. It's very easy to remember. And you can, on the shelf now, you can order KB-LEC and upper-LEC. So the concept of we will design the HDK system is goes through modular design. Almost all the peripheral components required on a PC system, you can plug on the board, right? You can see there are standard connectors like M.2, SATA, PCIe. You also can see the dedicated connectors like a fingerprint SPI and the touch screen with the I2C, right? They also have some other customized, we call add-in card, like I just showed you the two. For the complex components, you can design your subboard, you know, design all your parts and just plug on it, then get it to work, right? So I don't want to go through every component, but you can check whether your component needs can be addressed here. So actually, not just these connectors. All the components on this board can be customized. Means that the manufacturing of this board can customize the board upon your needs. For example, if you are a memory chip vendor, you want to verify your own memory chip, you know, replace this onboard memory chip. To do so, you have two ways. You can either, you know, when you place the order to the manufacturer, you can tell them, you know, not sold the memory chip, so you can sell down later on, right? Or you also can send the memory chip to the manufacturer so they can sell down for you. Same story, this can be to all the components on this device. The only one thing is that your component needs to be footprint compliance with this one. So this HDK kit is not just to give you a hardware set. It also provides rich design documents, like the MOW, the first one, the message of the week. So it tells you the latest firmware, driver, available spec document. The full schematic and layout is provided. So you can know exactly each single design, and you can find it exactly on the board, right? And the AIC guide, like I said, right, it will tell you exactly how you design a compatible add-on card to work with the HDK board. The BIOS writing guides help you to bring up your device, right? Especially for ACPI type of components, right? You need the ISO code. You need to know the GPIO assignment. So all this guide can tell you how to do so. How to, you know, runtime override to change this ACPI to make your components work on the device, right? The validation guide, you know, can give you a full validation result. Actually, on the HDK, the HLK has been fully validated. I mentioned that it's because of most of our partners, your component needs to pass the Windows HLK, right? But in many cases, you may be troubled by other system problems. I can tell you that this HDK has been fully validated by Microsoft, and we have a detailed result there. So when you debug your components, you can just focus on your components part. No need to worry about the others. So the final target of this HDK, we like to enable this device like your own design. You can do all the customizations according to your needs. So here I'd like to use a couple Windows 10 hero features as an example to show you how to use this HDK. First, the Cortana. Actually, for the Cortana HDK board, they have an intact audio subsystem design. It even including the microphone array on it. It can support the Wacom voice, right? But it also have a dedicated HDA audio AIC. So if you are an audio codec vendor, you can design totally new audio system based on the HDK, right? The SPI header here can used to be for the fingerprint component development. Like now, we are doing with Goodix and other fingerprint vendor as well to make a prototyping, like how to design good Wacom fingerprint feature on this HDK. The MIPI camera here can be used to tune your face authentication module, right? The USB-C module here can be used to verify your PD controller, your USB mux, right? Everybody knows that USB-C is the next thing. You can do what kind of USB things based on this board and with a whole, you know, intact PC system. Yeah. So The last one I want to highlight is the modern standby, right? I think everybody here already knows that the modern standby is more and more critical, not just the mobile devices, even the desktop. You need to support the modern standby by 2019. So let this staff know, my colleague Skru is going to have a detailed modern standby introduction. So here, I just want to tell you that this KBLAC HDK, it already fully supports the modern standby. Like I just show you that the indicator can tell you whether it is in or not. Okay. So some of you probably already figured out, right? This maybe there's a very useful another feature is make prototyping. You know, for PC designers, you always need to make a prototyping to prove something, right? So because this is the modular design and very easy to be pluggable and very easy to make your own add-on card, so you can quickly build your prototype like a play, you know, build block games, right? So like on this picture, there's an AIC card designed by a partner. They can verify, they can plug the battery pack, they can verify their own charger, like a faster charger, or maybe use the other type of battery technologies, right? So the HDK board is available in very early phase of Intel alpha phase. So this gives you time to use the HDK to make the prototyping in your product planning phase, right? And it also can be used for firmware and software development, right? Usually the software engineers need a waiting for the EVT, some cases even the second build, the DVT, to get enough samples for the validation. But with this kind of prototyping, our software engineers can start their innovation, their development from the very beginning of the project. So battery life is so critical, right? Power consumption now is almost the number one consideration when we select a component. Right? So we are now designing a power management solution into the next HDK. So the left diagram here is trying to show you how we can do that. Right? So basically, there are 9 power meters from microchip is put on the motherboard. And each power meter can monitor 4 power rails. So total, we can monitor 36 power rails. It almost covers every power rails on the HDK. Means you plug your a sensor board or camera board, all the power rail of the board of the component you're plugging can be mirrored, right? So there's a macro control there to manage these power meters. So you can see it's kind of a standalone from your PC, HDK system. The management PC can read the data through the USB port. With such a kind of design, it actually enables you all power slices can be mirrored. Right, active, standby, modern standby, Hibernate, and even shutdown. So compared with the traditional hardware environment, you need expensive equipment, and you need to mount, sew down some measuring cables. For this one, we have a tool there. You just use your mouse, couple click to check the power rails you care about. And then the tool can record the power data of every second. So then it can enable you to really do kind of a scenario-based power consumption. Means what? We always want to duplicate how end user do that, right? For example, we want to know when you can play an online video for 5 hours, and then you can get this 5 hours of power data every second. Then you can analyze how much power being consumed by CPU, how much being consumed by memory, graphic, right? So then with this data, it enable you be able to know every component exactly how much you consume. Then of course you can do the select the right components and do the optimization accordingly. Right. So the goal is that we hope this solution can enable our customers to do more power optimized designs and deliver all their battery experience to our end customer. This feature is going to be available in early Q2 2018. So please stay tuned and check online. So finally, I'd like to tell you that we have a HDK demo in the booth area. So if you have time, you can stop by and we can chat more. Thank you.
Thank you, Jackie. Thank you, Jackie. So in this session, we have given you an overview of turnkey solutions that you can take advantage of. Solutions that will significantly reduce your time to market in refreshing the devices in your portfolio. We have a booth outside, like Jackie said. Drop by and say hello. This will give you an opportunity to take a look at some of the devices that have already gone through these programs, some of which our friends at Intel were able to showcase here today. It'll also give you an opportunity to have a more personal conversation with us and get any questions that you may have answered. That's all we have for you. I thank you for your time. 谢谢.